Welcome back to Soul Shift. I'm your host, Danny. And first of all, if you're watching me on YouTube, if you're like me and you like to see the podcast rather than just listen to it, if I look like I just left the gym, it's because I did. And we talked a little about this on the last episode, and I am in the middle of a 6-week strength building. I don't know the exact name of it, but I'm lifting weights. I'm in this challenge to increase weight week after week for the next 6 weeks. I'm doing 45 minutes of lifting and 15 minutes of cardio every single day except for Sunday. And I'm exhausted, so this is all I had to give y'all today. But anyway, let's get into today's episode. Today is a topic that has been on my mind quite a bit lately, and it's being seen as too much, in air quotes around too much. You know, I've always had this awareness of myself, and if I'm being seen as too much or being too bright, especially since I took on more responsibilities as a wife, as a mom, and even in my career. It's like there's this constant pressure to tone it down, to not be too anything, too ambitious, too assertive, too confident. I have often been, if you're watching on YouTube, you see Nova sneaking in the office right now. But always, you know, too of something. You're too loud, you're too ambitious, you're too everything. Just being seen as too much of anything. I've been told multiple times that I'm abrupt, and that just comes with telling someone the truth, telling someone how you truly feel about something. Someone asks you a question and you don't sugarcoat it. I am not a passive aggressive person. I do not get along with passive aggressive people, and that has been deemed as being too much. That's one aspect of being too much, and I'm sure someone that's listening can relate to that. And it's not just from strangers, which is, you know, interesting. It's not just strangers or colleagues. There are family members. There are family members that I have who oftentimes label me as extra or too much. And I have an entire new perspective on this topic, which is insanely freeing. Let me start with that and let you know that over the last 2 months, really, I have a whole new perspective of this entire topic and the entire shift of embracing myself and my extra and whatever else you want to call it. So if you can relate, I would love it if you keep on listening. Let me start by sharing a bit of my background. So I've always been very passionate about school, college, wanting to, you know, earn honors, any kind of cord I could get for graduation. I wanted it. I wanted to earn any recognition I could for my dedication, for skill. I wanted to join, like I said, I joined every club, every honor society I could. I wanted to audition for dance company and just do all that I could to have a full college experience. I even did like band, marching band, flag, all of those things because it was something else I could do to say, I'm in the community, I'm doing things. You know, I really wanted that. That mattered to me. I wanted to leave college and have options. I wanted there to just be options of things that I could do based on all of my experiences. Another part of me is that I love throwing elaborate parties, whether it's for myself, for my daughter, for my husband, my parents. I work really hard. Y'all, I work hard. I have a lot of roles and responsibilities in my career, and I love it. Like, I'm doing something that I truly, truly love, and God has blessed me to further my career and get into a space that actually fits me. I have a lot of roles, a lot of responsibilities, and I love it. I'm not complaining about it at all. I am truly where I think I'm meant to be. I think I really found what works for me and something that I'm meant to do. But there are a lot of things that come along with it, a lot of travel, a lot of supervising other people and management and content creation. But like, there's a lot that goes into my job. However, God has really blessed me in this job, and he's blessed my husband with his new roles with project management and all the things he's doing. And the parties that we throw have simply become more extravagant because we can afford to do so, which is not crazy. You just do what you can afford. And I've always just done what I can afford, and now I can afford better. And the narrative is that that's extra. The fact is, the real reason is, I know that life is incredibly short. Like, I know this firsthand. I have seen it. I have experienced it. I am healing through grief of my firsthand experience with knowing and seeing how short life is, and that it could literally end in a second. I have witnessed it in a second. You're here, and then you're gone in the next second. I'm going to celebrate life whenever I can, as big as I possibly can. There was a time when I held back, really trying to fit into the mold of what others kind of expected me to be, but it was really suffocating and I wasn't being true to myself. I really do enjoy celebrating anything and anyone. I love it, and I'll help you celebrate too. Like, anyone that wants to, I love it. My most recent birthday party was a sneaker ball, and I went all out. Decorations, music, entertainment. I hired a planner, and I was specifically told by someone in my family who refused to come, by the way. He did not want to come because he knew it would be too over the top and extra, and he didn't want to be a part of that. But you know what? I had a blast, and the people that wanted to be there had a great time, and I didn't hear any complaints. One of the things I've realized is that all of this often stems from insecurities or jealousy of the other person or people. It is not about me being too much. I'm not a rude person. I am not unkind. I am not selfish. I am way too selfless, let me tell you. I will do anything for anybody, and I will give you my last. I give way too many chances, and I let people have too much access to me. It's not about me being too much. It's not about me being, you know, too abrupt. It's about them feeling uncomfortable with their own limitations or their desires. And you know what? I refuse to dim my light to make others feel more comfortable. How does me spending thousands of dollars on my party, my birthday party, I spent that money, my husband and I spent that money for other people who were invited to have a good time, how does that offend you? It doesn't make any sense. That's an internal issue that has nothing to do with me. Why does how big my daughter's birthday party offend you? That's an internal issue that has nothing to do with me. And a moment that really highlighted the struggle that I faced with trying to fit others' expectation of me was during a work project. And I had this really great idea. It was innovative. If you don't know, I'm in marketing. And I was really passionate about it. I wholeheartedly believed in it, and I knew it could make significant impact. However, when I presented it to my teams, at the time I was not a director. I was just on the team. I didn't really have a lot of say. But I presented it to my team, and I received mixed reactions. Some were supportive and saw the potential, but others were hesitant and questioned whether it was too ambitious or if it would kind of disrupt the status quo, what we were known for, what we're already doing, what we've always done. I hate that term. I dislike that term. Oh, so my daughter, we don't say hate. I dislike, you know, what we've always done. Things change, people change, and your habits should change and evolve as well. But in that moment, I felt the pressure to conform, to tone down my enthusiasm, and just to align with what was deemed acceptable. And it was terrible, to say the least. I knew that that my idea was a great one and I knew that it could be successful. So that was when I decided not to compromise. It took a lot of inner work and self-reflection and talking to my husband to really break free from that mindset and honestly confront my own fears of being judged or labeled as too much, as I always have been. And I had to remind myself that my ideas, my passion, my voice, it mattered and it was good. Long story short, this exact moment I'm telling you about led me to my marketing director position. I went through with my plan. We crushed the sales goal and I received an incredible promotion that I was not even looking for, but it just fell in my lap because of my one idea and a raise. And if I had sat in what others said was extra or too ambitious or unsafe, it wouldn't have happened. I would have missed that blessing that God had lined up for me. I've learned the importance of embracing all parts of myself, the ambitious, the assertive, the confident. And I realize that trying to shrink myself to make others comfortable is not only unfair to me, it's a disservice to the impact that I can make. So I've made a conscious decision to embrace all my strengths and own my voice and stay true to my vision, even if it means making someone else uncomfortable and stepping outside of expected norms. As long as the things that I'm doing are genuine and not for show or to brag, I'm going to do it. I am very aware that some people are always going to see things like this and always assume it is for show or to brag. I know my heart, the Lord knows my heart, and that's all that matters. That is truly all that matters. This has not been an easy journey. There are still moments of doubt and uncertainty, but every single time that I overcome that and I step out of feeling that way, I am getting closer to fully embracing my authenticity and having this sense of freedom and fulfillment in my career and just in life in general. Today was kind of like more of a therapy session for me, a little bit of a rant, if you will, but I am certain that there are people that can relate to this because I have talked to people that do relate to this. And I know that it is something that is even more common in Black women where you are seen as too much. You're too angry. You're too loud. You're too assertive. You're too abrupt. You're too forward. You're too direct. You're not. You are not. Please hear me when I tell you, you are not too much. Your passion, your drive, your authenticity, your anger, whatever it is, they're yours and they're your superpower. Don't let anyone dull your shine or make you feel small. Embrace who you are fully, and the right people will appreciate and embrace you. If they don't like it, they're not your people. I can honestly say I have people around me that I genuinely love. My circle has become so small, and I love that. I have coworkers that I love. I love my husband. I love my cousin Joy is one of my best friends. My friend Heather that I've had for almost 30 years, one of my best friends. Let me also throw in my cousin Kelsey. God, don't let her hear this and think I forgot her. She is also one of my soulmates. They love me for me. And I've always been this way. I've been this way my whole life. Your people will find you. Just be yourself. Embracing your extra means owning your strengths, even if it makes others uncomfortable or intimidated. Think about the times that you felt most alive and most in your element. Those are the moments where your extra is shining through. Whether it's a party like me or sharing your creative ideas at work, just embrace it and let go of that need of validation or approval from others. It's really about valuing your own opinion of yourself and above anyone else. Just recognize that not everyone will understand or appreciate you, and that's perfectly okay. this episode really has made me think of that Deion Sanders quote. If I can find it on Instagram, I'll ask my husband. I know he has it. I'll post it in my story so after this episode goes up so you guys can see it. But it went viral and he said, don't let my confidence offend you. I have it posted in my office. It's in my closet. It's in my phone. It is so empowering. And I hope that that quote and this episode empowers you too. I really, really, truly do. More than any other episode, this one has been the most meaningful to me. I feel this deep, deep down in my soul. I really pray that if you needed to hear this message, I pray that it finds you and I pray that it connects with you and I pray that you can be you 100% all out, as extra, as loud, as whatever your too much might be. I hope that you embrace it and know that it's perfectly fine and your people will love you and be around you. Thank you for joining me on this very honest and real conversation. Until next time. Stay strong, stay resilient, and keep embracing the shifts. Bye.